Have you ever noticed how in relationships, the little things start to matter way more than they should? Like at the start of a relationship, you love every single thing about them. You love the way they brush their teeth. You love the way they talk. You love the way they snort when they laugh. You love every single little thing. And that's amazing. That's awesome. But then a few months in, the way they start to chew sounds like an impersonal attack to you. You just absolutely despise some of the little things that they do. Well, I want you to know that that's normal. First off, like, you're not crazy for thinking that way, but there's actually a theory behind this, and it's called the 80-20 rule in relationships. And today I want to take the time to break this down and why this rule can either save your relationship or just make you rethink everything. But before we get into it, hi, my name is Joey Kidney. Welcome back to the Happy Times podcast. Now I have two style series on this podcast. One is a solo episode where I just dive deep into things that I am interested in, and this is one of those. And then another style is a relationship audit where I get in submissions from you about your relationships or with yourself or with other people. And next episode is going to be really interesting because I got some voice messages from you. So stay tuned to that. But today we are diving into the 80-20 rule in relationships. And I find this really, really interesting. And so I'm going to share my personal perspective as well as introducing you to this whole theory. And I would love to hear your thoughts on it. And if this is absolutely crazy or if it makes sense, if you're listening on Spotify, you can actually leave a comment, which is really cool. And I'm not trying to promote this or anything. It's just a really great way for me to engage with you and we can talk about this. And so let's dive right into it. The 80-20 rule comes from the Pareto principle, which says that 80% of outcomes come from 20% of causes. So what does that mean in relationships? Well, this means that 80% of your happiness comes from 20% of your partner's traits. And that doesn't sound too crazy, right? That doesn't sound like it's a problem. So what is the problem? Well, here we go. Over time, we tend to focus on the missing 20% rather than appreciating the 80% we already have. And that's when people start looking elsewhere, and that's when breakups happen. Right? And that's the whole, the grass is always greener on the other side syndrome kicks in. And we've talked about it on the podcast many times before, and even on YouTube videos, is that there's always somebody better. There's always going to be somebody better with a better butt, better abs, better boobs, better face, better jokes, better laugh, better income, better parents, better looks, everything. But maybe they only have that 20% better. And you're leaving that 80% that is good for you. And so this could get confusing. Right? So I want to remind you that 80% of outcomes come from 20% of causes. So in relationships, that means 80% of your happiness comes from just 20% of your partner's traits. Okay? So today we're going to be talking about how the 80-20 rule plays out in dating, breakups, and why chasing that missing 20% is an absolutely terrible idea. I know there's a lot of girl boss, go-getter relationship, alpha male gurus out there that are like, you deserve everything that you need in life, everything that you want. And like, you deserve somebody, but that's 100%. Yeah. I don't want to be the guy to break this to you, but it just doesn't exist. I'm so sorry. But I want to be real, okay? There's no cookie cutter shit in this. Like, you can go call your mom if you want that. This is a podcast that is going to be short. It's going to be sweet. It's going to be bittersweet. And well, I hope it gives you some insight that you need. And so in the early stages of relationships, this is like when you're in the first couple weeks and everything just feels absolutely perfect. You're in the honeymoon phase and you're their favorite person and they're your favorite person. And suddenly you love hiking because they love hiking, even though 2 weeks ago you may have thought that walking uphill was a punishment. And it obviously doesn't have to just be hiking. It can be all these little things that you kind of actually just start to form into this one person, right? You kind of lose yourself. And that's often when we get this shockingly news that, well, wait a second. Do we like this? Do we like where we are? Right? Is this what we want? And that's when we start kind of questioning things, because then time happens, right? The excitement slowly fades. You get out of this honeymoon phase and that's natural, but you start noticing these small little things. Maybe they're too attached to the phone, or maybe they can't cook, or maybe they snore like an absolute chainsaw, and that's just not something that you want to listen to. I get that, okay? Those are all things that can be valid, but those are small. People can learn to cook. People can get those breathe right strips. People can stop being addicted to their phone. But instead of appreciating that 80% of what makes you genuinely happy, this is when you start hyper-focusing on that 20% that they lack. And this happens, a little reminder, this happens like right after this honeymoon phase when things start to slow down, because the way that we're seeing it, the way that our brain is kind of seeing it and feeling it, is that things are getting stale. Things are getting boring. The relationship is building and we're kind of looking for the chaos, right? That's exciting. That's a thrill. But relationships are boring. This isn't revolutionary. Like, I'm not breaking your mind right here, right? But you need to appreciate the 80% of things that make you genuinely happy instead of focusing on the 20% that they lack. That's how you're going to find true love, and that's how you're going to find love that's going to make you happy forever. But when you do start noticing this 20% that they lack, that's when your brain is going to start whispering, right? That's when it's going to start being like, maybe there's somebody else that would be better for us. And that's, hey, we've all been there, okay? I will share my personal experience, and it's a juicy one. It's probably not one something that my partner wants online, but I think in order to really tell you about this theory, I think I should be sharing that. And so going into a little bit more of a breakdown of the 80-20 and breakups, this is where people mess up, right? They leave their partner because they're chasing them missing 20%. They break up because this person makes them happy 80% of the time. They're like, oh my God, you are the person for me, but you snore. And that's that whole 20%. And now I can't do it.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
And then this is only to realize, like, they go searching for this missing 20%, and then they realize that, they find a new relationship, and surprise, no one's 100%. No one's going to be that missing 20% as well as that extra 80% that already makes you happy. It's just non-existent. And it doesn't have to say that the 20% is something that makes you not love the person. It can just be a little pet peeve. But sometimes pet peeves are the quirks that we do actually love. So it might not be 100%, but the 20% doesn't necessarily need to be negative. So when you go out searching for other people and you get into relationships and you're surprised that this person's not absolutely perfect, well, the person that gave you emotional support and stability, well, maybe the next person is more adventurous, but doesn't make you feel as safe. Maybe the partner who made you laugh every day, well, maybe the next person has a better career, but doesn't get you in the same way. They just don't understand what it is to sit with you and listen, right? You see where I'm going with this? People end up in this cycle of trading a great 80% for a shiny new 20%, only to realize that they actually had it pretty good. You know, 20% isn't that bad. Growing up in like high school, if I got 80% on the test, I was freaking thrilled. I did not care for that 20%. I don't know if that relates at all, but I was very happy. I was happy for a passing grade, to be honest with you. But I'm not here to just tell you about the theory without giving you any advice or any tips. And so I did write down three things that I hope that could help you. So one, I want you to recognize the pattern. Okay. If you find yourself focusing on what your partner isn't, I want you to take a step back. Are they still making you happy 80% of the time? Or are you chasing an unrealistic version of perfection? Two, I want you to differentiate. Oh my gosh, I can never say that word. Notice the difference, okay, between wants versus needs. Are you leaving somebody because they don't have everything or because they don't have the important things? right? That's the question that you have to ask yourself. There's a difference between wanting somebody taller and wanting somebody who actually knows how to communicate. And listen, to all the tall people out there, you need to know how to communicate. You're the freaking skyscraper. You need to start speaking louder. Us shorties, I'm not even that short, okay? I'm 5'11". When you get down to the 5'6ers, the 5'2s, you need to be yelling. This is something, screw the 80-20 rule. This is what really needs to be talked about. Tall people, learn how to speak, okay? Learn how to use your freaking voice. We can't hear you when you're all the way up there. Anyways, I digress. I'm sorry. And going into like the personal insight of it all in this rule, I've seen this play out a lot in my own life. I ended my relationship twice. And this was in the first year to 2 years of the relationship. And honestly, I really had a bad therapist that was making me question things. But I had moments where I was just like so hyper-focused on the small little tiny things that I didn't even appreciate that I had somebody that loved me, right? That had somebody that looked at my 80% and was like, that's enough for me. And that's something that should be included in your 80%. And I'm so thankful that I had a partner that was able to wait and allow me to think and take that time and make those mistakes. And I'm thankful because we've been now together for 5 years going on six, and I'm more in love than I ever have been. And to 20%, they are things that definitely get to me. Like, my partner's a mouth breather, so then when we go to bed, like, I can't sleep facing her because I'm a nose breather, so she's constantly just blowing hot air at me and I suck it in with my nostrils. As gross as that is, I'm sorry for that friggin' visual, but that's just something that, you know, that's in my 20%. But I don't think I absolutely know that there's somebody out there that may look shiny and new, but I know that they're not going to be better because I have the best. And the reason why is because she makes me the best. And I think that's also something that we have to look at, is how impactful is this person on you? Are they impactful in the way that, in the direction that you want to go? So I've had my moments when I focus on the small things, but looking back, I realize how easy it is to get up, you know, caught up in this 20% illusion of focusing just on that. But when you look at the people that make relationships last, they're always the ones that appreciate and understand the part of the relationship that is in that 8%, and that nobody's perfect, and that the right person isn't perfect. They're just perfect for you. And look, all right, if you're still out there thinking, but what if I need to find somebody who's 100%? Let me save you the time. They don't exist, okay? Even the people who look perfect on social media, yeah, they have their own 20% flaws that you don't see. And they might not be the same flaws for every single other person, right? They might not be the stereotypical things. They might be things that are just specific to you. So before you throw away a good thing and go out and chase this fantasy, take a second and ask yourself, is it really that bad? Or is your brain just bored? And I think a lot of the problem is we have these phones nowadays that are constantly giving us this dopamine that we forget to acknowledge that boredom is a form of relaxation. It's okay to be bored. It's okay to sit there and do absolutely nothing. It's okay to be bored in a relationship. But if you're the person that likes the chaos, well, challenge yourself to make your relationship exciting again. Go on more dates. You're probably not doing enough to make it exciting. And I think that's also, you know, when a legitimate conversation needs to come in with your partner and be like, do you want this to be more exciting? And that's something that you need to approach them with, because maybe that's something that does bother you. Maybe that isn't the 20%. Maybe your 80% is negative, right? And then that's when I think, okay, that's a definite no to this person. You need to move on. You need to find somebody better for you, because this person isn't your perfect person, and that's okay. But you need to be able to know what those wants and needs are, right? So even though that people look perfect on social media, right, we get that dopamine, there's a lot that you don't see. So don't just throw it away just because you're bored. Because at the end of the day, the relationships aren't about finding someone perfect. It's about choosing someone, flaws and all, and appreciating what they have instead of what's missing. So before you start looking for that shiny 20%, remember 80% that makes it all worth it. Okay? Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. My name is Joey Kidney. This is the Happy Times Podcast. If you don't already, please follow and give some 5 stars around town. It definitely helps a lot. I'll see you guys next time.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.